March 8 through the 14th. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 23 through 26. Strengthen the Church. Before reading this outline, read Doctrine and Covenants, sections 23 through 26, and ponder the principles you feel will strengthen the members of your class. Then consider what resources will help you teach, including those suggested in this outline. Invite sharing. What blessings have we experienced as we let our time be devoted to the studying of Scriptures? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 26, verse 1. How have we felt the Spirit in our homes? Perhaps class members could share how they have overcome obstacles or distractions to devote time to personal and family Scripture study. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 23 through 26. We can all strengthen the Church. You may want to explore with class members what it means to exhort the church. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 7. Maybe someone could share dictionary definitions of exhort or examples of exhortation they have seen. What opportunities do we have to exhort one another? How does this strengthen the church? What else do we learn in Doctrine and Covenants, sections 23 through 26, that can help us strengthen the church? You might also discuss how these principles apply to strengthening our homes. To apply these principles to our ministering efforts, you could review parts of Sister Bonnie H. Corden's message, Becoming a Shepherd. See Ensigner Liahona, November 2018. Doctrine and Covenants, section 24. The Savior can lift us up out of our afflictions. The revelation in Doctrine and Covenants, section 24, was given to strengthen, encourage, and instruct Joseph and Oliver during a time of trial. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 24, section heading. See also Saints, volume 1, pages 94 through 96. You might invite the class to search this section for evidences that the Lord was aware of Joseph and his situation. How did the Lord address Joseph's needs? How does he do the same for us today? Consider asking class members to share experiences when they felt that the Lord was aware of their personal circumstances and lifted them during their afflictions. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25. Emma Smith is an elect lady. To help class members find personal relevance in the Lord's revelation to Emma Smith, consider this activity. Ask half of the class to search section 25 for things the Lord asked Emma to do, and ask the other half to search for things he promised he would do. Invite them to list what they find and share it with each other. A few class members could share principles that are especially meaningful to them. What words and phrases in section 25 support the Lord's declaration to Emma Smith, "Thou art an elect lady"? See verse 3. Class members could also discuss how Emma lived the principles in this revelation. Helpful resources include the video, An Elect Lady, churchofjesuschrist.org, Thou Art an Elect Lady, from Revelations in Context, pages 33 through 39, and Voices of the Restoration in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families. According to Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 11 through 12, how does the Lord feel about sacred music? Perhaps the class could discuss ways to use hymns to invite the Spirit into their homes. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 5 and 14. We should seek to have a spirit of meekness. The Lord counseled Emma to continue in the spirit of meekness. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 14. See also verse 5. To explore what this might mean, you could write meekness on the board and invite class members to write next to it what that word makes them think of. Then they could search section 25 for words and phrases that they feel are related to meekness and then share what they find. Consider sharing the statement by Elder David A. Bednar in additional resources. Why is it important to be meek? Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 10 and 13. We should seek for the things of a better world. To help class members apply the Lord's counsel to lay aside the things of this world and seek for the things of a better, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 10. You could ask them to list examples of things of this world and examples of things of a better world. What advice can we share with each other to help us focus on eternal things? How does the counsel in verse 13 relate to this goal? Additional resources. Meekness is strength. Elder David A. Bednar explained, quote, "The Christ-like quality of meekness often is misunderstood in our contemporary world. Meekness is strong, not weak, active, not passive, courageous, not timid, restrained, not excessive, modest, not self-aggrandizing, and gracious, not brash. A meek person is not easily provoked, pretentious, or overbearing, and readily acknowledges the accomplishments of others." End quote. See Meek and Lowly of Heart, Ensign Orlea Hona, May 2018. Improving our teaching. Testify of promised blessings. When you invite class members to act on what they are learning, testify of the blessings God has promised. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 35.